Ili Nishmas Mohan Rav Avrom Yaakov Shamei Zandel HaKayin Nishmas Rav Nesano Ben Rav Zalman Pinchas HaKayin Ili Nishmas Rav Yishua Chaim Ben Rav Mordechai Tzvi Halevi Nishmas Rav David Ben Rav Moshe Grossman Kulam Zechainam Levroche. We are on Daf Pei Aleph Amid Bey. Let us just quickly go over the Gemara and then see Tosfos. Learn the Shtikel of Rashi we had skipped over yesterday. Three lines from the bottom. We had in the Mishnah that a Shechet Poros Chatos, a person Shechted a Por Adume, so there's a Machlikis, Rab Shimon and the Chachomim, is there a Chiyuv of Oisai Ve'ez Benoit? According to Rab Shimon, Poros Chatos is a Shechita Shein Aruye, so therefore there's no Chiyuv of Oisai Ve'ez Benoit. And according to the Chachomim, there is a Chiyuv of Oisai Ve'ez Benoit. Fragt die Gemara, ob Poros Chatos Shechita Shein Aruye hi? Poros Chatos is a Shechita Shein Aruye. Vosanyu, we learned in a Baraisa, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Poro metame tumas oichlem, hoil bohoisolo shas akoshe. Rabbi Shimon holds that in order to be metame tumas oichlem, you need an oichel asher ye ochel, and it has to be an oichel that's roi lahachel lacherim, then it's metame tumas oichlem. So, Rabbi Shimon said that a poro is metame tumas oichlem, hoil bohoisolo shas akoshe, since there was a zman that it was roi lahachil lacherim, so it has already a shem oichel asher yeyochel, and it's metame tumas oichlem. So if it's a oichel, a roi lahachil, so that is considered a shchita ruya. Ba'omar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, oima hoya Rav Shimon, poro nivdis agabei marachto. That when did it become, when was the Shas HaKosher, when was the Droi Lahachel HaKherim, that after the Shechita, when you shechted it Al Gabi the Maroch HaShalaitim, you could then have been poited, or it's Oymed Liftois, as we'll see in Rashi, and if you would be poited, it's Droi Lahachel, after the Lahatmai, as Rashi explained, so Memele, so that, therefore it's called an Oichel, Asher ye ochel, a oichel asheroi lahachel lacher. Al koponim, if Rav Shimon says it's called an oichel, sheroi lahachel lacherim, after shchite, so you see clearly that the shchite is mataret bachile. So this is considered a shchita ruya. So how could it say in the Mishnah, according to Rav Shimon, your potter from oisei ves benoit? Omar Rav Shimon Barabba, Omar Rav Yochanan, Poros Chatos, Eino Mishneh. That this is a mistake, this does not belong in the Mishneh, there's no mocking in the Mishneh because that's 100% true. A Poros Chatos is a Shechita Ruuye, according to Rav Shimon. Let us again see Rashi, Hoil Voitolo Shasa Koisha, Lahachilo, let's see the previous Rashi, Poro Metamba Tumas Oichlan. The Avol Gav, what is the Chiddush? The Omar Rav Shimon Perikama the Pchoyres, the Surei Hano, Kigoyin Sheranitzko, the Petach Amor, Ein Metamim Tumas Oichlim, is something, a food that is also Ba'ano, is not Metamim Tumas Oichlim, the Nafgalei Mikol Ho'oichel Asher Ye'ochel, so he darshes from the Kepel Aloshim, Oichel Shate Yochel Lahachiloi Lachayim, an oichel that one is capable of being machel to someone else, kori oichel. But if you can't be machel to someone else, asher anitzko lapetach hamoyer, it's not called an oichel. Afal pike moidu de por adumi mekabel estumis oichelim letamei acherim, why oil voiselo shas akosher lahachilav latzmoy? There was a man when he was roi lahachilav latzmoy mishenishchito. After the Shechita, when it became an Oichel, it was Roi Lahachel Atzmai. Umau Shas HaKoshu Shalom, when was it Roi Lahachel Atzmai? Omer Ishlokish, Omer Rav Shimon Pora Nivdis, Imota Noimeno, if he found a better one, אפילו אגבי מרחת, even though it's שחטר, אפילו שחטר כלחות, על מרחש של העצים שנשחת עולה, כדמרין במסכת פורם, that means he shechted it already. So in, after he shechted it, it is still roi li podois, and there's a mitzvah li podois of motzenoi menu, because of a Rav Shimon, koloi med li podois ke podoi domi, so we consider it podoi, and if it's podoi, so it's chulim, the karine bei shato yochel lahachiloi. So it has a teiras oichel she yochel lahachiloi, so it's mekabel to mesoichlem, and it's metame to mesoichlem. Narashi asks a kasha, v'ikasha, lomo li kabolat tume, why does this poro have to be mekabel tume, kabel tume soichlem, hi gufe metama odom v'vgodim, a poro is metama odom v'vgodim, so memela, so why do you need it mekabel tume soichlem, metama tume soichlem, it's tume soichlem is rishen, makes a sheni, This is an avatumet v'tama odom of godet. So Rashi says there's a similar problem by another case, by a bottle nevela. Meforshini ki agavna b'krisis b'perik dam shrite, k'goin bosa, Rashi is speaking about bosa nevela, shechifol b'poches mikebeya botzek. That a person had bosa, It had from Rashi we see it speaking about it was a kezayis of Nevela, we'll see soon in Rashi. It was a kezayis of Nevela, and now he covered this kezayis of Nevela with botzek, which is poches mikabeya. Yeah, now together the botzek together betziruf with this kezayis Nevela is a kebeya. So now, imashvis lei oichel, if this boso has a shame oichel, mitstarev bahadei botzek, so now you have a oichel of a kebeye, umekabel hai botzek tume. Now the botzek will be mekabel tume. That means the botzek alone, you need a kebeye in order to be mekabel tume. The botzek is pochus mekebeye. Now, if the nevela would not have a shame oichel on itself, so you have a poches mikebeya botzek, and the nevela doesn't have a shame oichel, so you have a poches mikebeya botzek finished, so it won't be mekabel tumah. But see, if this nevela is a shame oichel, so now it's mitztarif. The poches mikebeya botzek with this nevela, so now I have together a kebeya of oichel, imash v'slei oichel. So now if this bot on the veil is an oichel, mitztarif bahadei botzek. So now it becomes mitzurif of the botzek. Mekabel hai botzek tume im yiga betume. If the botzek will touch tume, let's say the botzek will touch a sheretz, so now the botzek, let's say the botzek touches a sheret, so the botzek becomes a rishon l'tume, umetame yishar oichlen, and now the botzek will be metame yishar oichlen. V'ilav oichel hu, but if the botzek does not have a shem oichel, loy mikabel hai botzek tume, so the botzek cannot be mikabel tume from a sheret, because the botzek is pochus mikabeya, the last beis yurev. V'chinogu bei oichlem achrini, and if other oichlem will touch this botzek, tahirimein, she'einam noigim b'nevela ela b'botzek, because the other oichlem are touching the botzek. So if the botzek has a shame oichel, so then the botzek, so it's mitztarev to the botzek, so the botzek will mekabel tume from a sheret, and the botzek will come originally to tume, and then will be able to be metama mashkin for another oichel. So that is if the botzek has a shame oichel, so it's mitztarev to the botzek to make a kebeya oichel. So Rashi says the same thing over here by us. Now we need Rav Shimon holds oichel is dependent. You need an oichel asher yochel. niren oichol asher yei oichol and not a teva shem oichol. So memele, according to Rab Shimon, that's why Rab Shimon had to say, Rashi Rakashu, what's the problem over here? L'chayre, apor adume is metame odom, letame begodim. So what's the problem? So Rashi says, the problem is not legabe itself. The problem is, if it has a teres oichel asher yei oichel, to be mitzuref with the botzei, that the botzei will be now mekabel tumah from a sheret, and the botzei will be able to be metame something else. Now the marsho is medayik from Rashi. Rashi says, if it wouldn't be mitzuref to the botzei, and something will touch the botzeik, it will not be mekabel tumah. Why not? She'enam noigim b'nevela ela b'botzeik. It's touching the botzeik, so the botzeik is not tumah, so that something else will not be mekabel tumah. Zuk te'ele gemasho. So we see from Rashi that this nevela is a kezayis. The nevela is not a kezayis, so it can touch the nevela also. Pachas b'zayis nevela is not a tumah. Frek the marsho. So if the nevela is a kezayis, so why does Rashi have to say that the botzek was mekabel tumah because the botzek touched something else? Rashi says, im yiga betumah, if the botzek will touch another tumah, so then it'll become tumi metame sharech. Why does it touch tumah? It's touching the nevela. Zokte marsho that Rashi held to do two things, to be mitzaref and metame, that doesn't work. Means the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. That means that to say that the boso is mashlim the shir kebeya of oichel. It's mitzaref to make it an oichel of kebeya, and it's also metame. It's mitzaref and metame. Rashi holds it cannot do these two things. Okay, this is ein a mishnah is a Rashi leinishnis for mishnah saying it was never learned in our mishnah. It's a mistake. Now let us see Tosfos and pay aleph on the base. Paro metame tumes oichlem, mashe hikshe bekundres, Rashi yes the kashe, why does the paro have to be metame tumes oichlem, lomli kabolos tume? Volo yatsmo metame odom of godim, a paro adum is metame odom of godim, ein iri kushezu, the ein metame elo mis askim bo bilvad. That what a poradum is metame, it's not like a nevela, a maid. A poradum is only metame the misaskim, but that's it. If someone is oisik, the seiref as a pora, so he becomes tame, but tame is if the pora will touch something else, it's not metame at all. The aim metame misaskim bobil vat, kid is nan be meseches pora. So if Tosfos brings a Mishnah Meseches Pora, Haseiref es Hapora, a person burnt a Pora Duma, or Porim Porim and Nisrofim, Bameshaleich es Haseir, Metame Bgodim. So the person who is Meshaleich es Haseir, the person who's Seiref es Hapora, his Bgodim become Tomei. Vehein atzmon, but the por alone, uporim v'soyer, ain't metamim begodim. They cannot be metamim begodim. V'areiz de oimer, metamayich loitimuni, v'at timosni. So the begodim tell the person, amoyredikazach, who made you tomei? The por. You were tzayre v'sapore, so you became tomei so much that you're metamim the begodim. But if the pora would touch me, I wouldn't become tomei. It's a peladikizach mitamayich loitimuni. That who made you tomei is the pora. You say that the pora, you became tomei, and you became tomei that you mitamei your begodim. But if the pora would touch the begodim would be tomei. So memele, so Tosfos says we have to clarify Rashi's kasha. Why do you need a pora dume that has a shame oichel, tzoichel, tzoichel, tzoichel? It's metame odom, metame begodim. What's the kasha? That's a bezundere din, the hamas asik, the slave, the pora becomes tome. But it's not metame atum esmage.
It's a limit, nothing besides a pollen. So he becomes stomach, but it is not Tumas Magi. It touches the begodim atoyim. So if a zoi, so if a cancer, now we have to say that it's mekabel Tumas Oichlam to be metam acherim. So what is Pshat and Rashi's kasha? Umiyu yesh loima, the das akuntresi, kivin the metame odom of godim, behind the mesakim, but it is metame, it has seifel metame to mechamure. It's kivin im kain, kivin the seifel metame to mechamure, metame to mas oichlam. There's a cloud, something that is bekoya to be metame odom of godim. So it is metame now oichlin umashkim without any kabbalas tume. That means something that is bekoich to be an ova tume, we learn this out from a posik, is now a rishin la tume to be metame oichlin. So if I count, everything seems very good. If the poet touched the begodim didn't become tummy because the poet is not an ova tume. It's only a tume of a misasik b'shreifosa. But since we have this halachas, something that has this potential to be metame atuma chamure, there's a potential to be metame on Odom, so that thing is now a rishon l'tuma. We learn this out from a post. Fine. So memele, so Rashi, so it can't be metame begodim, it's metame oichlem. So memele, so Rashi, yet, now more dike kashe. That Rav Shimon said, psahoshtik toire, that a pore, in order to be metame, an oichel, need an oichel, a sheyeyochel, and it's not an oichel, a sheyeyochel, say the whole shtick teich, it is an oichel, a sheyeyochel, because you can be poited, al gabi maroche, so my mail is called an oichel, a sheyeyochel, so I'm at liftais, a ganse meise, like the Rashi, why do you need all these tenoim? There's a klal, that's something that has a potential to be metamei, an odom is now a rishon letomei. And let's explain, it doesn't need hechsher sheretz, and it doesn't need hechsher mayim. That means as follows, every machel, that in order to become a rishon letomei, you need hechsher mayim, number one, and then you need a sheretz shetoche. Then it becomes a rishon letomei. Something that has a potential to be metama an odom, without hechsher mayim, without hechsher sheretz, it's a rishon letomei by itself. We learn out from a limus, it's a rishon letomei. So Mamela, so Rashi here a Muridika Kasha, so Rashi is the Kasha, so why do you need this Rav Shimon over here? He's you need it Lagabi Kabbalah Sumi, you need an Eichel Shayyachel, it's not an Eichel Shayyachel. Here you don't need to be Makabal Tumma, this is a Rishon Latumma, automatically. That's Rashi's Kasha. Umiyu Yesh Loima, so there's a Muridika Teret, what Taisvus is saying. And we will soon see there's a murdik machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos. Umiyu yesh loim. I feel that this is Rashi's kasha. That Rashi yes, that it's a rishon letume. So Tosfos says, the afal pisha soifei letame tume chamure. Lo yoye metame tumas oichlin umashkin. The mashe soifei letame tume chamure. Le mahani le inyin de leitzoch hechsher mayim bisharet. אבל מהני לחשיבה איכל, להוכי צורך תיימה, ושאילו שעשה קשר, כי אם דחשיבה איכל, מתאמה איכלן ומשכן, ולוי הרשע מים ושרת, משום דסייפי, לתאמי תומה חמורה. Period. So Taisvis answers as follows. Taisvis says, there are three conditions that an oichel becomes a rishon letumah. Condition number one, it's an oichel. Condition number two, it's mukshel kabel tume. Condition number three, it touched a sheretz. If all these three conditions came about, it's an oichel, it's mukshel, it's kabel in the touch a sheretz, it becomes a rishon letume. Something that is capable of being metame, odom, seifei tame tume chamure, two of these three conditions are not needed. You don't need Hechsher Mayim, you don't need Hechsher Sheret. But, it has to be an Eichel. If it's not an Eichel, so, not an Eichel is not Mekabel Tume. There are three conditions for something to be Mekabel Tume. It's an Eichel, it's Mukshar, Mimayim in Asheretz Tochte. So Taisve says, so Rashi's Kasha doesn't begin. Rashi asked the Kasha, what's Rav Shimon's problem? Rav Shimon says that the Psar Poro is called an Oichel, Ashaya Yochel, because it was Oymed Liftois, it's a mitzvah Liftois. And if you would have been pointed, it's Chulun, so there's a shame Oichel. Rashi says, why do you need this whole thing? It's Seifel Atame Tumachemure. So Taisha says, what if it's Seifel Atame Tumachemure? But if it's not an Oichel, we can't start. You don't need Heksha Maim, you don't need Heksha Sheretz, but it has to be an Oichel. So let's just mention two nekudas. So we have here Amudika Machlokes Rashi and Taisvis. According to Taisvis, that aloche, that Seifel Atame Tumachemure, is a rishin l'tum is metam oichlem, that is up if it's an oichel to begin with. Then the loch is kilos hushel b'mayim and hushel aydei negiya sheret. If it's not an oichel, nothing will happen. So Mamel, according to Taisa had no problems with our Gemara. We're talking about, we had a kezayis of besar poros, a kezayis of besar poros, a kebeya. Now let's talk about a kebeya. We have a kebeya of a besar poros. If Rav Shimon would not say hishtik teure, that it's oimed liftois, so it wouldn't be metam anything. It's not oichel asheye yochel, so it's nothing. If you don't have an oichel, you don't have anything. So therefore, Rav Shimon had to say hishtik teure, it's an oichel asheye yochel, because it's oimed liftois, kepodri dame, so it's an oichel. Oh, now, take if the oimed liftois kepodri dame, now 100% true, now you don't have to touch a sheretz, you don't need heksher, So that's what Rav Shimon is speaking about. Rav Shimon is speaking about you have a kebeya of besar poro, and without ishtik teire, it's garnish metonish. Besar poro is only metama the mesaskim, and it will not become a rishon l'tumah because it's not an oichel. So Rav Shimon said it is an oichel. So Taisus had no problems whatsoever. From Rashi, we see a yitzot. Rashi did have a problem. And some of the problem was that since Seife Letame Tume Chamure, so it's now a Rishin Letume, so Rashi held, even though it's not an Oichel Mitzad Atzmoi. But this din, a Seife Letame Tume Chamure, gives it a din Rishin Letume now without any conditions. It's now a Rishin Letume. So Rashi had a tremendous problem. So if you have a Kebeya of Besar Por Adume, so what's the problem? Why does Rav Shimon have to say Ashtik Torah and Medlitoi? That was Rashi's problem. So Rashi says, Anikimta, we're speaking about, you don't have a Kebeya of Besar Poro, you have a Kezayis of Besar Poro. So there's no Kabbalah Stumanaris, so that's missing the Shia. So, but you were Mitzarif, a Kebeya, so now you're Mitzarif, No, I'm sorry, could be this is Tomei. The boss of the Kezayis is also Tomei. And the boss, you don't need any halachas. Could be this boss that is Tomei. But we're speaking about that he wanted both sex to become Tomei. So Memele, so if it has a shame, Oichel, so Memele, it'll become Mitzturif to the boss. And I have a Kebeya of Oichel. And now the Oichel, we mekabel Tomei from Hashem. If you don't have If it doesn't have a shame oichel, so Rav Shimon was not speaking about the basar alone. The basar alone, there's no problems, because the basar alone has now a din of a rishon letumah. You don't need any conditions as if the shame oichel doesn't need a kebeya, nothing. This basar is a rishon letumah. But Rav Shimon is speaking about the basar that poches mi kebeya got attached to this basar. So if it has a shame oichel, now you have a kebeya of oichel. Now the botzik we mekabel to. That is what Rashi says. I just want to mention a ha'ore that the Feresh Yaakov says before in the fine bezam et beit, which would seem that this is not like Rashi. L'chayre, according to Rashi, Rashi had a jump to botzik. Why did Rashi have to jump to botzik? Because out the botzik Rashi had no problem. The botzer is now a rishon letuma without any tnoim. Doesn't have to be a noichel, doesn't have to be a kebeya, nothing. This botzer is a rishon letuma. So why do you need this oichel shayyachel? So Rashi says to be mitzure, to the botek, to make the bot, to make a kebeya of botek, a kebeya of oichel. The Tefeches Yaakov says, a murdik alam de shetayne. He says, this cheshbin of being mitzarev one thing to another thing, to make it a kebeya of oichel to be mekabel to me, he says, he holds, this only works if the bosa yibing mitzarev is not tomei as yet. So memela, I take this bosa, I mitzarev it with the botek. Now I have a kebeya of oichlim that's roi lekabel to me, and now a sheret touches it, so sheret touch a kebeya of oichlim, and it's mekabel to me. But, he says, if the basar is already tomei, so how is it mitzurif to the kebeya? You have three quarters of a kebeya, that by itself can't be mekabel to me. You have a quarter of a kebeya that is tomei already. So he says, when you put them together, you don't have a kebeya that's being mekabel to me. You have three quarters of a kebeya that's mekabel to me. Three quarters of a kebeya is not mekabel to me. So he tainis mitzvore that it shouldn't work. That if it's tummy already, it should not be able to become mitzvah. And he says, maybe he's wrong. Okay, from this Rashi, that's what we see, not like the Teferes Yaakov. Yeah. The Garcine Metame, we are goyres, now according to Toysvis, it's zicher azoi, metame means it's now metame yacherim. Veloi mitma, mitma means it's mekabel tume. The linian tumes atma ein afkuste, it doesn't have to be mekabel tume, because it's tume already, al toifel etame ein tume chamure. Bemrubem vorish boyrech, ven yesh betoysefte, behed yed de pora, porim, metame oichlem o maskim. So it's not going to be mekabolus tume. Talking about it's metame achere. The perish bekuntos nami mashmo sinem metame. Avgav dikshe lomeli kabolas tume leimishim de gestine de mitmos lotsoimi machmas atma metame lomo yachsmas atma metame lomeli shas hakoisha. For itself, you don't need a shas hakoisha. Hoyel v'hoysel o'shas ha'koysha. Tame. So it seems the whole shtek toir of Rav Shimon is that it was right after the shchita that had a shas ha'koysha. You could have been poide it then. So memele it called, so it received the shame oichel, so the shame oichel, it doesn't lose the shame oichel. But the mashmin, the hash, the lavas, that only from that oysel lo. Like Tais Vesvaislai Rab Shimon Bishwuis, the Pore Kochi Bedekabayis. Rab Shimon holds Pore as a Kochi Bedekabayis. Visla Rab Shimon Nami the Kochi Bedekabayis, Le Hava Bechlala Moda Barote. When you want to be Poy the Kochi Bedekabayis, you don't have to stand up the animal. It can be laying in bed already. It's and you can still be Poy the Kochi Bedekabayis. So Tais Vesvaislai Zakashi, so why does he have to say, Hoyl v'hoyt zolo shas ha'koyshe. I could have been poizit. Give me poizit kiseida. It's kashi ben ha'kabayis. You can be poizit. V'nira l'forich, the ma'ili la'achar hazo. It's speaking about he was mazer the dam of the poradum. The ein svore shetei bat ptia achar shehuzet kvar domo. You can't say, now after a mazer the dam, I could be then you can't be poided anymore. Then he became a poradum and you were mazal the dam. Then you can't be poided anymore. But the lohochi metame to mes oichlim now. Koyu vahoy to lo shasa koyshe koydom azoi. The koydom azoi. Since before the hazor, it had a shasa koyshe, you could have been poided then, even though now it's a lav vaspdiye, but here's a shem oichl, a shem yayochl, because then, There was a time that had a shem oichel shayyoch. Vim taima. For Toisvis, this Rav Shimon is moirdik. Rav Shimon says that a kol oimed kipodi has a shem oichel. Finish. Vim taima a kol oimed lahazois kimuzad. Vim taima a kol oimed lahazois kimuzad liela lahazois kimuzadami. So it says kimuzad. So it's kimuzad. So you tell me, after Hazor, You can't be pointed anymore. So now let's put all the koloimets together. That when I shek the poradumis, I'll say, you know, koloimet lahazais, kemuzadami. If it's kemuzadami, you can't be pointed. I can tell, call my litmus kepozidami. Efta zo, you can't be pointed. The toimet lahazais. I say, v'yishloimet the koidem kabola lav kemuzadami ke the precious leil. The koloimet lahazais is efta dos niskabel bekeili. After the dam was niskabel bekeili, so then it's muzadami. But before it, you can't make hazor before it's niskabel bekeili, the dam of the pora. So the minute when he shechted before the dam, you have enough dam to go into the keili that roi lahazois. So now it's not oimid lahazois. There was no kabbalah bekeili. So this split second before it entered the keli, it was not oimid lahazois. Now it's oimid lifdais, because now it's oimid lifdais. So memele. So therefore, now we got a shame oichel. 2 seconds later, taka. Now it wouldn't have been from before. Now we can't have a shame oichel anymore because it's oimid lahazois kemuzadami. So now, but that's the touch oichel lo shas akoisha. But al koponim bishas. Before the Kabbalah Bekeli, we see the shame Oichel because Oimed Liftes. Dim Taima, Amai Lo Yamrinon, the Chol HaKotshim Yikablu Tumme Mechai, Kivin the Mitzvah Lish Lishaychtam, the name of the Chol Oimed Lishchait Kishochadami. So all Kotshim should be Mechabal Tumme Mechai, it's Oimed Lishchait, so it's Kishochadami, so here's the shame Oichel. So if there's a shame oichel, so it should be mekabel tume mechayim. This oimer is meiridik. Yesh loimer da ilo nishchat lo yoma kezorik tome ashi it kabel bekois. Kolshken shedayin lo nishchat. That means in order for it to have a shame oichel, you have to, in order for it to have a shame oichel, in order for it to have a shame oichel, you need this rika also, and before in this kabel bekele, it doesn't have Hashem Oich. Because it's not a middle. Umiyu. Now Toysvus asked Akasha. Soyer amishtaleach kosher l'rit. Toysvus asked, Soyer amishtaleach kosher l'rit amoyredike kasha. Si yitamei michayim tumas oichlim. Laman d'shori eivorim bano. If the vorim of a soy mishlech emuta ano. The Rab Shimon, the Kivin, the Oymed Litchois, the Tzuk, Kedochi Domi. So Tais says, I'm Meredik Akasha. Rab Shimon is not Meredik. Whatever is Oymed is like, it's done already. So Memele, the Seir HaMishtaleh, when you're going to go and push it down, it's going to come before him, so then there's a Teres Oichel, V'achil Lachem, you can give it a Goy, Al Kaponim. So Memele, so it's since it's Oymed Litchois, it's Kedochi Domi, so it should be mekabel tume now michayim according to Rav Shimon. V'yeshloima midi dahava ben tkuwe v'dogim sheim atorim v'lo yishchite. So I'll tell you a better case. You have a ben tkuwe, which is geshochten already. You have dogim, which don't need shchite. So memele, they're on oichel already. V'afilo hochi, chiyuso mitarosa l'rabon and the pligi Rabbi Yitzchak Lili b'perek b'yim ha'makashe, the rabon and achilik and Rabbi Yitzchak Lili, they hold a dovo chai can be mekabel tumah. So lom d'sehin, lom d'seher, it's dochi and dosh, but it's still alive and kicking, so memele, a dovo chai can be mekabel tumah. So that's why a ser mishtaleich is not mekabel tumah. Zok to gemara vayta. The Mishnah, says, and this, a third case of a shchita she'ein ruya, which will not make a din of oisiv es benoi, is egla ruya. Is Rav Shimon poita v'chachomim mechayva. According to Rav Shimon, need a shchita ruya. Negla ruya is also bano, so it's not a shchita ruya. Frag the Gemara, egla ruya lav shchita ruya, egla ruya is not a shchita ruya. Was nan, we learned a Mishnah in Chrisus, nimtzo ha-hoireg ad shaloi te'ore fe'eglo. That means they were about to make a rifa se'eglo, and they found the Heure. Teitze, v'tire be'eda. So what do you do? No me'egla rufe, you don't have to make an arife, you take the egla, you put it back in the eda, and shalom ha'yisrael. So what do we see from this? We see a Heure gezach. That the whole Isser and no of an Egla Ruf is Chal B'Shas Arife. The Arife answers it. An Egla Ruf is also Bano, 100%. Shom Tek Vurosa, it's also Bano. But that's after the Arife. But till the Arife, it's Mutter Bano. So if you say, so what's the problem over here? The Mishnah says, if you shecht an Egla Ruf, Aganusu, if you shecht an Egla Ruf, so you won't make an Arife on it anymore, you shechted it. So if you shecht an Egla Ruf, so the mice and now this egla arufe, you'll never make a rifa on it. So it never became also bano. We see from that mishnah that the rifa asos it bano. V'araye, if you found the heurig before the arife, so it's egla arufe and it's in the teitz of a tira beida. Oma Reb Shimon ben Lakish mishum Rabbi Yanai egla arufe eina mishnah. You're right. It doesn't belong here. It's a toys. Egla, you're 100% right. Egla Rufa first becomes also after Arife. And if you shecht it before the Arife, so it's mutaba, it's a tashrit aruye, allowed to eat it. Frag the Gemara, Rabbi Yanai said Egla Rufa in a Mishneh. Umi Omar Rabbi Yanai Hochi. How can you say Rabbi Yanai said such a thing? Omar Rabbi Yanai said, Gvul shamati bo. I heard this a gvul, this as man when the egla is mutter, this as man when it becomes also, before the arife, v'shachachti, I forgot exactly when it becomes also, v'nosvin chavraya loime, and the machaverim told me that that's true, yiridosa l'nachol eison eischosa. They told him that when you take an egla rufe, kolzman, you didn't reach the nachal eison, some emele, so it's mutter. There's no yisurim on it. The minute you bring it into nachal eison, it becomes osabano. Becomes osabano. So now, according to Rabbi Yanai, of all people, Rabbi Yanai has no problems whatsoever. That means we have a Mishnah that says if they found the Heureg, so you send back the eagle to the Eder. The eagle is Mutter, is mutter Bachila, Mutter Bana, everything. We have a Mishnah over here, Yishecht den Egla Rufe, so here the din is a Tashrita Shein Ruye. So according to Rabbi Yanai, because it's also Bachila Bana, according to Rabbi Yanai, there's no problem. Till you come to Nachal Eison, so it's mutter bachila mutter bano, no problem. You come to Nachal Eison, it's also bachila b'osa bano. So our Mishnah is speaking about after you came to Nachal Eison, and he shechted it, so it's a shechita shein aruye. The Mishnah that says if they found the heurig, they return it, that's before they brought it to Nachal Eison. So of all things, Rabbi Yanai should say, this Mishnah, the ain't a Mishnah, it's not true. Okay, the Mishnah, everything stems. There's a zman when the negla roof is osa bachila bano, and if he shechted it in that zman, so it's a shechita shein aruye like Rabbi Shimon, and there's a zman that it's muta bachila bano. Like the Gemara, O mi omar Rabbi Yanai hachi, did Rabbi Yanai say that our Mishnah is ain't a Mishnah, it's wrong, it's completely wrong? Omar Rabbi Yanai gvur shemati bo v'shechachti v'nosven chavrayu loima ridosan l'nachal eisan eischosan. So if that's the case, we mise some emele, so there's no problem whatsoever. L'shani kan koidem yirid. The Mishnah that says that your teitze v'tira be'eda is going before yirid l'nachal eisan. Kan l'ache yirid. So this memory is zicher not true. You can't say Rabbi Yanai said ain't a Mishnah, because Rabbi Yanai of all people should not have had any problems with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is speaking about after Tziolda L'Nachal Eisan. Fine. So this is not true, this Tarek. Omar Rav Pinchas Bereid Rav Ami Anan Mishmeid Rav Shimon Melokish Masninu. We heard this Tarek not Rav Shlokish Mishem Rabbi Yanai, It's Lakish for saying b'shem himself.
Yeah.
Egla Arufa Eina Mishnah. Resh Lakish said that Egla Lupa Aces Resh Lakish held that an Egla first becomes Netha b'shas Harifim. So Mamela, so our Mishnah is Shver, so why is it called Ashrita Sheina Ruye? So Resh Lakish said Eina Mishnah. Omar Ravashi, so Ravashi said we have a problem with this also. Gemina beira papa I kashelo. Bi oma Rab Shimon ben Lakish ochi. Rab Shimon ben Lakish held that an egla rufa is mutabano till the arife. Vaitma we learned. Zipoire mitzoire me emosa in esorim. Zipoire mitzoire, when does it become osabano? Abyechen and oma misha shrita. When you shech the zipoire, then it becomes also bano. Rab Shimon ben Lakish omar mishas lekiche. As soon as you take the tziporim, so the lekiche alone asks them bano. Vamrinen my time with Rab Shimon ben Lakish. How does Rab Shimon ben Lakish know that the lekiche asks them bano? So the Gemara says, "Goma kicha kicha me'egla rufe." That you learn out kicha kicha megla rufa, just like egra rufa. Mishas lekicha, it becomes also bano before the arife. The same thing tzipoire mitzoire, before the shchita. As soon as you take them, they become also bano. So we see Resh Lakish holds egla rufa becomes also bano bishas you take it already. Bishas you take it before the arife. So how could Resh Lakish say that Egla Ruf ain't a Mishnah? Fakert, the Tmeiradik. Resh Lakish holds as soon as you take the Egla, it's also Bano. So Mamel, the Mishnah says, so if you shecht an Egla Ruf, it's called a Shchit, it's ain't a Ruya. Elo Omar Abchiyah Baraba Omar Rab Yoichanan Egla Aruf ain't a Mishnah. You know who said this? Rab Yoichanan said this. Rabbi Yochanan holds that Egla Rufa first becomes also Bano, Mishas Arife. Till the Arife, it's Mutabano. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's a big problem. So why is it called the Shchita Shein Aruye? It's Mutabano till the Arife. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Egla Rufa Eina Mishneh. Let us see what Rashi says. Eina Mishneh, Loinishnes B'Mishneh Seinu. This is a mistake. Egla Rufa does not belong in our Mishnah. But Tire Beide Kishar Chulim. Al Me'ene Neseres Michayim. Bechishachto Moteres. So why does Rab Shimon say it's a Shchita Shein Aruya? Hachi Gassin Am Reish Lokish Am Rab Yani Egla Rufa in the Mishnah. Bek the Gemara Vom Am Rab Yani Bekdushin Bekrisis Bek Basra Gevul Me'ema Sein Neseres. When does it become Nesach Chavraya Bnei Yeshiva? Tzipoyri Mitzoyri Kaimelon B'kedushin B'shmekadish Da'asurin Banom Mishas Shchitas. Rabbi Yochanan says Mishas Shchita V'Neseres Shchuta. The Shchuta becomes Nesach when you shecht it. Avol HaMishulachas, the Mishulachas Muteret. The Mishulachas never becomes us. The Chsi V'Shilach as that means the tzipor that you send out is zicher not osa bano, because it would be osa bano, you're creating a takola, because a person will find a bird, he will know that it's a tzipor mitzayre, and he'll go and eat it. So kocher, the shlucha zicher muta, and the shchuta becomes osa b'shas shchita. That's what Rabbi Yochanan knows. And Resh Lakish holds Mishas Kiche Ushneyem Nesoris. When he takes both Tziporim, they both become also Bano. Ad Sheyishlach, when he sends the Shiluach, so that then it becomes Mutter. Goma, and how does Resh Lakish know that it's also Mishas Kiche? Goma Kicha Kicha, from Egla Rufa, my Egla Rufa, Shneem Abba Kicha. The Lakru Zikne Yehir. Ahi Eglas Boko. Asura Michaim, just like by Eglas Boka. Well, what the Zikneir he Eglas Boka? The Zikneir take an Eglas Boka, and that Eglas Boka is Asura Michaim. After Lokach Lemitair Shtei Tzipor Michaim, is also Asura Michaim. Umiyu Egla Arufe, there is zmanem yesh lo gvul ayaso biridoso nachaleison. There's a something in between from the lekiche till the yirido nachaleison. So egla rufa first becomes also by the yirida. Avol eilu ein beim meisem lekiche bat shchite. Given in the Soris Mechayim, Al Kochach Mishas Lekich. So that's Shitas Reish Lokish. So Memele, so Reish Lokish of all people has no problem whatsoever with Egla Rufe, because he holds Egla Rufe becomes also Al Kaponim Mishas Yerida Lenachaleison. So that is Pshat in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is saying that if according to Rav Shimon, if a person shechted an Egla Rufe, Mishayoldo lenachaleisam, so it's a shchita sheneruya. Elo, hote rutze de metaretz eine. So Rashi says, Elo, hote rutze de metaretz eine mishne. Ravrish Lokish Amr, Rish Lokish had no problems whatsoever with Egla Rufa, Rav Yechanan Amr. Rav Shimon ben Lokish, Mitzra Michayim. Yes, Mitzra Michayim, that's Pshat, and so that's Pshat in our Mishnah. For Hodis Nan, we learned in the Mishnah, Teitzei V'tire Be'eder, and that seems still Arife, Akshinala Be'krisis, Minala Ketanoi, it's a Machlekes Tanoi. Let us see Taisvis. Was nan nimtza heurig. Meist akashe, amar mishnit seems it's nasa michayim, that mishnit seems, kozman you didn't make arife, there's no, kozman you didn't make arife, it's mutter, bano, vim taima, meheich medagdek mikan, le mitzra michayim, lo mahayna taima, the data sheyimtza ahoyrek loy akteshua. So Tais asks Amiridike Kashe. Could be it's Nesa Michaim. But if you'll find, if they'll find the ahoyrek, so this, it's like a tnai, a condition in the hegdish, the magdish the egle, it's an egle rufe, but I'm only making the egle rufe if we won't find the ahoyrek. If we find the ahoyrek, I never made an egle rufe, and we'll see there's such a chesed. We'll see soon. Da deite shimtza heurig leik te shua. Gehid is nam bepeg basra de krisos. The Mishnah says as follows. It says three dinim. Let's say the three dinim. Hamei vi oshim toli. A person brought in oshim toli. Is magdish an oshim toli. An oshim toli was, there's a suffix, caleb, suffix shuman. He didn't know what he ate. And, she brings an oshim toli. Then he finds out he was worried which one he ate, and then someone tells him, you know, you ate with the fats on the right. On the right was Shuman, it wasn't Chayla. Right? So there the din is, it's you're not makrev it, but it has a kedusha. Right. Oshem Vadai, but what if it's an Oshem Vadai? There's an Oshem Vadai. Einekeh, an Oshem Vadai, he was mafrish and Oshem, because he was under the impression that he did a chet etzchayv an Oshem, and then later he finds out he didn't do this chet. Elo acheloi nishchat, if it wasn't geshochten, yeitzei v'yireh be'eda. Yeitzei v'yireh be'eda. Then it says further, eglo arufe, einekeh. Also the same thing, that if the motzah ha-hoyrek, is yeitzei v'yireh be'eder. Meforish b'gmore taime da'oshem toli, mishum d'liboy noikvoy v'gomar u'magdishoy misofik, alol oshem vaday ki agdishay adaito d'chet agdish, v'goli milsala mafreye d'hegdish tois ave, ודול מהיינו תאים אינה מדי גלרוף, ולא משום בלי מיצה מחיים, ולא אלא ממניש רטו אסור. Now, let's explain Tais Viskashe. The Mishnah says as follows, let's talk about an Oshem Vadai, we'll come back to an Oshem Toli, they will come to neglels. An Oshem Vadai, a person was Mafrish an Oshem, and then later he finds out, he's Mafrish an Oshem, and he finds out that he didn't do a chet. So the din is that if he finds out before they were Makrabit, no, it's Ois Oshem. And we say the Lomdus is, he was Mafrish Avaita that he did a chet. If he would have known that he didn't do a chet, he never would have been Mafrish to Oshem. Ois Oshem. This din applies by Egla Rufa also if they found the Hoyrik, so Tois was understood. It's also the same Lomdus. If they would know, they would find the Hoyrik. It never would have been Mafrish to Egla Rufa. So it's also no Egla. An Oshem Tolui is not like that. An Oshem Tolui, so there, it's very interesting. An Oshem Tolui, as soon as they find out he didn't do a chet, there, it's still, we don't say Adaita Dahoche Lohifrish, Mishum Deliboy Noikvoy. By an Oshem Tolui, he has heart palpitations. Now, why? So there's a Murdike Rashi in the Shitim Kebetzes and Krisus. Rashi says, Shemisyore Misofek Achet Hanoidaloi Shechoto. That means like this. An Oshem Tolui, you bring an Oshem, it's only Megan till you find out what happens, but he has heart palpitations. Why this ever happened to him? Why was Nichnas Utech Safik? Why was I careless? There was fat in front of me and I didn't inquire and I ate the fat. Maybe some Mele there, it's Libay Noikfoy, why he wasn't careful. That means Afilu, he ended up not by eating chayla, he ate shuman, but it's still libe nakve. He feels bad that he did. He didn't do a right thing by being nichnas l'sofik chet. So there, so, and that's the purpose of the kolm. The kolm is not mechapa. The kolm is megan till they found out. If they find out he ate chayla, it's being achatos. So this hagone he needs because he was a shtickle, a variant for doing what he did. I feel he ended up without eating chayla. Or perhaps we could say the Rama says in Seif Simen Tafresh Gimel Besofik Aveira Tzorich Yoisa Tshuva Me Aveira Vadois Ki Yoisa Mischaret Kshi Yedeya Sha'osa Misha'ena Yedeya Lachen Kol Ben Hashem Toli Hutzach Liye Shi Yoisa B'yoike Mechatos. A Sofik Aveira is more scary. You have to do, since there's not so much chavot, it could be I didn't do it. You have to bring a bigger, that's it, an Oshem Tolui is more expensive than a chatos. So bekitzer, a person who did a safik aveira, we find out later that he didn't do an aveira, but the etzem safik aveira is memele, he's libay naikvai, so there's no such nai. If I would have known I got away with the skin of my teeth and it was takemuta, I wouldn't have brought this kolm. That's not true. Yizichra feels he needs the kolm. He did an avle by being nichnas and a sofik chet. So therefore, it's not like that. But by avada yoshem, or by egla rufa tais was understood, the lomdus by avada yoshem, I'm bringing an oshem for the chet I did. If I would have known I didn't do a chet, I never would have been magnish to oshem. So Memele, so that's why they found that he didn't do a chet, so it's Ois Oshem. And Tais understood, so that's Egla Rufa also. If you find the Hoyrig, I never would have been, if I would have known they find the Hoyrig, I never would have made this an Egla Rufa. So Memele, so Tais has a Merdike Kashe. So could be that what it's Mutta Bahano, when you find the Hoyrig, not the reason it's Mutta Bahano is because it's mutter to larife. If they found the hoyrik, they never made it for negla rufe. So what's the kasha? The shleimah, the svorah, the gomri, umekachi. The svorah, the gomri, umekachi. The negla rufe, you don't say if he would have known, he would have had no intent of being, making it for negla rufe. Le maski adataye sheyimtsa hoyrik. That means this lomdus is like a heaven on sadi. If I would have known this, I wouldn't have been magdish it. So I have ready this anansadi in the hegdish. But something, the loimasik adaita, you can't say he wouldn't have been magdish it. since he never thought about it, so I can't stick this into the Maisa Hegdish. So the Maisa, it's Hegdish. It's Hegdish period already. So if it says it's Mut HaKoch, it's only Nesa B'Sha Sarif. If it says Maile Mishani, the Ajlai Teore, if that what it says, Ajlai Tov, Aino Ajlai Nira Larife, Kaidim Ridosel, Nachalaisen, Kedim Mishani Pek Basra, the Krisis, Yishleimuch, the Somach Amayda Dai, Kosm, the Mal says later, Misavid Lai Mitzah, Michayim, Diktoni, the Misavid Lai Mitzah, Michayim, Diktoni, Seifer, Mishenerfo, Tikover, Shmetchilu Leber, Lala Sofik, Kipros Feika, Baruchalop. From the Mishnah, it seems clear over there that it first becomes also Bishas Arife. The Rife is the Sibed Alasos. That's why the Mishnah says the reason after the Rife, it's also, but not even though later they find the Heirik. But did you get the Kapora with the Rife? So Kaponim, from Yene Mishnah, I see clearly that the Issa is first Chal after the Arife.